It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. So what I want to talk about today, and the topic of this, is this past weekend was one of my great friend's weddings. And this is a friend, we go way, way back. Like, we interned together, went to the same university, and we have a relationship. And this friend that got married, and I'm so excited for him. First of all, it's such a weird feeling when you see, you know, someone you see grow and experience so much growth, you know, get married. You see their evolution, you see their maturity. And so that's what I saw this weekend, seeing them get married together, because I'm friends with both the husband and wife that got married. So it was just an amazing experience. But the reason why I bring this story up in particular is because the person that got married, the husband, our relationship goes far back. And what I mean by that is, you know, he is someone that's very instrumental to my life. We've had a lot of experiences and encounters and growth that we've done together. And so he's someone that, when I think about my wedding, you know, he's someone that would be invited to my wedding. And so the reason why I'm bringing him up is because there's another person in the picture that played an even more instrumental part in my life. And this person that I'm talking about specifically is his mom. And I won't say her name or anything like that, because, you know, she is a visible figure. She's in the public eye. But his mom meant a lot to me. It means a lot to me. And the reason why I say that is because a few years ago, when I was working in a corporate and I was trying to figure out, you know, a way to get out. And I was an intern at this time. So it was my first year in college, got an internship, like many college students, went to the career fair, got an internship, started interning. And the place I was interning at wasn't challenging me enough. Let's just leave it at that. And it wasn't challenging me enough, and I needed to be challenged. If you know my personality, I don't value the amount of money you're paying me if I don't feel like I'm being challenged. Like, I'd rather pick something where I'm being challenged than the amount of money that I'm making. That's just my personality. I get bored easily if the work isn't stimulating enough. So I was struggling at the job mentally because, you know, I thought I should be doing something more. At this time, you know, I was an entrepreneur. I was running a business, but I didn't really know what entrepreneurship was. I didn't really know what it meant to be a business owner. I didn't really know what it meant to pay people and scale and grow your business. So I was very green. I didn't know a lot of these things because I was never taught that in school, right? I was never taught that anywhere, not even on the job. At the job, I was taught, you know, how to, you know, go into Microsoft Excel and do some spreadsheets and rows. And, you know, this was nothing that, you know, although that could be impactful, this was nothing that really, you know, got me excited about going into work. And as I was venturing more and deeper into entrepreneurship, he introduced me to his mom. And I didn't know, again, him and I are building this relationship, and he introduced me to his mom. He said, okay, if there's anyone that will tell you about entrepreneurship, is my mom. Abu, you have to meet my mom. And he kept telling me that for weeks during this internship. And I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, why does this man keep saying this? And I didn't know who his mom was. Now, if I knew who his mom was, and I would have been like, all right, put us in the same room ASAP. But I didn't know who his mom was. And now that I know his mom and I know her values, I understand where he was coming from. He's someone that's very, very humble. He's never going to brag about the things that he's done or his family's done or his mom's done. That's not the type of personality he has. And so all he kept saying is like, hey, you have to meet my mom. And finally, I took him up on the offer. And I remember the first day going to meet his mom, I walked into her office. I told her the things that I wanted to do. And she just shredded everything, all my dreams apart. And I thought that, okay, maybe I actually don't want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I actually don't want to build a business. And she shredded everything apart. And that was one of the first times where I sort of had this self-doubt. But I think she did it for a reason. And she's one of those people that they're not the coach at the gym that's telling you good job after every rep. You know, they're not the coach at the gym that's telling you good job after, you know, every set or the workout that you just did. That's not who they are. They're not that type of coach, right? They're not that type of person. And sometimes we have those people in our lives, but not everyone needs to be those type of people in order for you to experience the growth. Again, let me say that again, right? Not everyone has to be that type of person, that yes, good job, for you to experience the growth. And she was, if I thought everyone that came into my life had to be that way, I would have missed out on so much growth that she would eventually share to me during my path. And so this past weekend, I saw her for the first time in a few years. She's a very busy woman, a very busy woman. And so I saw her for the first time in a few years. Obviously, you know, we've talked over the phone, texted, all that, but this is the first time I'm seeing her in person over the last few years. And I see her at the wedding and I'm approaching her. And mind you, I come up to her and I start talking to her, and this woman is looking at me, and I'm looking at this woman. I'm like, don't you recognize me? It's Abu. Like, why don't you recognize me? And then the woman says, I know you think I'm my sister, but I'm not her. My sister's over there. And I turned my head and I realized for the first time that she has a twin. So for the first time I realized, and I slightly remember her telling me that she had a twin, right? I slightly remember her telling me she had a twin, but this is the first time they're actually in the same room. And obviously twins, you know, identical twins. No, like identical twins. And I was like, wait a second. So you're telling me you're not your sister? Okay, gotcha. So I go over there and I go to the right person this time, obviously. And she just jumps up out of her seat and embraces me. And she's like, oh my God, where have you been? Like, where have you been? Why am I just seeing you now after all these years? She just kept repeating that. And I said, well, you gave me a lot to work on. You know, all those years when I'd go into your office to try to learn about entrepreneurship, about building a business, asking you questions like, why do I feel like I'm so different? You know, why am I feeling this way? I feel like there's more out there for me. And what you would do every time I'd walk into your office is that you would plant these seeds. You continue planting these seeds. So the last few years the reason why I haven't been around is because I went and I started nurturing those seeds. I started watering those seeds. I started growing trees, right? So those seeds that you gave me, I went out and I started growing trees with those seeds. And so I want you to know that I wasn't around because I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't around because I took everything that you were teaching me and I started growing trees. And so we ended up catching up, and you know, she's expressing how proud of me she was, and that, you know, she always knew that obviously I'd be able to do something like this because I was super focused when I was younger. But I just want to talk about some of the lessons, some of the seeds that she gave me. Now, obviously, I can't sit here and, you know, talk about the hundreds of seeds that she's given me over the last years. But I want to sum up the first time I met her, the five seeds that she gave me, right? The five seeds she gave me the first time I ever met her, when I walked into her office. And I actually had to go pull up my notes. So I save everything in my notes. And so I actually had to go find the date of when I first met her, the conversation we had, and I'm just reading over this in my notes on my phone. And I'm so glad I saved it, right? I'm so glad I document things, and I don't know when I'm going to use it again, but you know, I'm going to look at the five things that I took away from our first conversation when I first walked into her office. And so here are some of those things that I took away and that I learned from her. So the first thing I learned from my mentor, right? And this is one of my mentors, right? I have a few mentors, but this is one of my mentors who's, you know, taught me a lot when I needed it. She didn't tell me the things I wanted to hear. She told me the things I needed to hear, even though I literally did not want to hear them. But she did. She told me what it was, and she kept it real with me, and I appreciate that from her after all these years. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to share a photo with you all, actually, of her and I. So if you're tuning into Instagram right now and you're wondering, you know, is this a true story? And you're tuning in and you're wondering if this is a true story. Yes, this is a true story. So this is her and I at the wedding. And literally, I come up to her and she like embraced me and she would not let me go. And she's just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I'm so, so proud of you. And so this is literally a photo of her and I. She's taught me everything that I know. Literally, she's taught me everything that I know. And then some, you know, taught me everything I know and then some. So let's talk about some of these things that she's taught me. The first thing she's taught me right away, the first day I met her, because of the neighborhoods that I grew up in and that we had arisen from, the first thing she said is, you know, I want you to always build a legitimate business. And I didn't really know. I had an idea. I had an idea what she was talking about, but I didn't know to the magnitude of the level of seriousness she was displaying, right? She said, I want you to always build a legitimate business, and I always want you to do it the right way. Always do it the right way. Do not cut corners, Abu. Always build the business the right way. Because if you don't, it'll catch up to you. Build the business the right way. Now, you have a lot of examples around you of people building businesses that are not the right way, right? You have a lot of examples around you of people cutting the process and taking shortcuts. You have a lot of examples around you of people on Instagram. Again, you're just seeing their success, but you're not seeing how hard it was to get there. Or you don't even know if that success is real because you don't know if they took a shortcut. Now, when all this is happening, I'm looking around my peers, and I had successful business people in my life, but I don't know if they were building businesses legitimately. You know, I grew up in a very poor neighborhood. Drug was evident. There were a lot of people that sold drugs. They made a lot of money. They were businessmen and women, right? They were successful in what they were doing, and it showed by the amount of money they made. But a lot of what they were doing wasn't legitimate. It wasn't legitimate. And so this was one of the first things she told me. Hey, you know, if anything, if you want me to be your coach, if you want me to be your mentor, here's what I need you to do. Rule number one, whatever you do has to be legitimate. whatever you do has to be legitimate. Pay the accountant, pay the bookkeeper, pay the lawyer, pay the tax person. I don't care what it takes, but I need it to be legitimate. I need your business to be legitimate. And so that's the first thing she taught me. And no matter what I do, no matter the business that I run, I would always make sure that it's a legitimate business. I'll get it registered. I'll get it trademarked. I'll get the website for it. I always make sure I follow through and I'm running a legitimate business. And this is what I ask of you. I need you to make sure, no matter what you do, that your business is legitimate. Your business is legitimate. There's a website for it, right? There's a LLC or it's registered. There's a trademark for it. If you're paying employees, do it the right way. If you're paying contractors, do it the right way. Always be legitimate. And not only does she teach me that, she then said, hey, you see all those books over there on that shelf, those binders below the books? Each one of those binders has all my documentation from every business that I've ever started. It has everything. Go pull one of those out. And I pulled one of those out and literally it was the thickest binder in the world, but it had all her paperwork, everything, everything. And she said, if at any point someone wants to come audit me, they want to go back a few years, I have everything documented and I need you to think like this. I need you to build legitimate businesses. Okay, so hopefully I drove the point, right? Build legitimate businesses. The second thing she taught me is have a plan. And I know this sounds so simple, but she said, hey, a plan guides you. A plan guides you and it gives you a sense of direction. But get ready to change and tweak that plan. Most people start with no plan, and so it's easy for them to change the plan. It's easy for them to tweak the plan because there was no plan to begin with. You see what I'm saying? Smart people start with a plan. And if they change it or if they tweak it, they know the variation. They know what they're changing it from. They know what they're tweaking it from because they had a plan coming in. And she said, always have a plan. Always have a plan. The third thing, which coincides with having a plan, is do the research. Again, do the research. She said, this is where you find what differentiates you, differentiates your brand, differentiates what you want to do. And it's doing the research that really sets you apart. She said, this is the hard thing for most people. Most people just want to start the business and they want to dive in. Most people just want to figure it out and figure out what differentiates them. But they don't know that costs time, that costs money. And if they want to start something else, they have to then spend time and money again. And we don't have unlimited resources. We have limited resources. So we have limited resources that we need to spend more time on the research. We need to research. We need to research. I want you to spend more time researching. Again, she would tell me, I want you to spend more time researching. And so that was the third piece of advice she gave me. Do the research. Do not try to cut corners. Build a legitimate business. Have a plan. Do the research. The fourth thing that she taught me was surround yourself with smart people. But make sure you're not the smartest in the room, right? She says, surround yourself with smart people, but make sure you're not the smartest in the room. Don't ever be the smartest person in the room. And with that, she said, always have something to contribute. If you are really good at research, make sure you're circulating articles that may help the people that are in the room. If you're good at making coffee, make sure you're helping and contributing by making the best coffee that you can for the people in the room. Find a way to contribute because this is how you add value. This is how you also make other people's lives easier. The fifth thing that she taught me was fail doing something you want to do. Again, let me repeat that. Fail doing something you want to do. And so she was essentially saying, if you're going to fail, fail doing something that you want to do. There's a lot of things we don't want to do, but we stick to it and we're okay with failing at that. We're okay with being let go from that. We're okay with being promoted or getting fired from that. But the things that we want to do, we don't stay with it long enough to see the outcome, whether that's success, whether that's learning, whether that's failing. So she says, if you're going to fail at anything, fail doing something that you want to do. These were some of the things that we talked about. These are some of the advice, that's some of the advice that she gave me. And I never forget any of these advice because it really helped me grow. It helped me grow. And I'm hoping by sharing it with you, you could reflect on some of the things I said. And I'm hoping that it could help you along your journey as well. So again, this is from one of my mentors, and she is a woman of many talents. She runs multiple businesses, you know, multimillionaire, all that stuff, you know, and she's probably one of the first millionaires I knew growing up. She's just amazing, just simply amazing, simply amazing. Hopefully some of the advice that I got from my mentors helped you as well. I'm going to let you marinate on that. I'll see you all during the next episode. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.